What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated, folks. Folks, your donations always help. There's three ways to donate. There's a PayPal link, Venmo, and then, of course, Cash App. If you get anything out of today's podcast, please consider donating. And if you're brand new and just tuning into the channel, folks, welcome. God bless you. And just a little information, just an FYI, End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization. We're dedicated to finding the truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. For more information, prayer requests, or more information about this podcast, please contact endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Okay, folks, let's dive into today's podcast. It's a very interesting article. This will probably be a short podcast today, but it's a very interesting article. It's from News, N-E-W-S, Wars, W-A-R-S.com, newswars.com, dated Thursday, July 6, 2023. Very interesting article here, folks. Normally, I take this kind of with a grain of salt. Anything that Mr. Alex Jones puts out, just because of he's more into entertainment than anything else, but there's been a lot of times Alex Jones has been right. He's here in the United States. He hosts InfoWars and a lot of different Prison Planet InfoWars and a lot of different channels, and has been banned all the way around, and they don't want the word getting out. And again, I take it with a grain of salt. But a lot of things he's said in the past are coming to fruition. So I wanted to just bring you this podcast and this information. This information is real. And this particular time, he is basing this on facts, solid facts, what they're trying to do. And so let me read the heart of the article headline for you here, folks. This is kind of... This will probably wake you up. If this doesn't wake you up, maybe nothing will. I pray to God that you'll wake up. World-ending alert. Zelensky announces nuclear false flag. This could be more than the desperate elites have been planning. Zelensky announces world-ending nuclear false flag. This could be the big move that the elites have been planning. The elites being the Rothschilds family over in Europe, the Rockefeller family over here in the United States, and everybody connected and everybody in between. That would be the Gates Foundation and Bill Gates, Melinda Gates. That would be Soros, George Soros. That'd be King Charles of England, and of course, Justin Trudeau. They're all in it. All these world leaders are involved in this crap, folks. They want to depopulate the world and kill us all. This is all in the book of Revelation. I think start in Revelation chapter 13 and verse 1 and just kind of read through there. That should take you and give you some information as to what I'm talking about of the end times. The end times are here. The digital currency is here. The mark of the beast has been here. It's just a matter of these evil people implementing and pushing their garbage and crap on us believers in Jesus Christ through God Almighty. This is what's going on. Okay, folks, and you have to understand this. I'm very serious when I say that. A lot of times people don't take this serious until all of a sudden they said, wow, Eric, I understand now. Wow, you were right. No, it's not a matter of being right. I'm only right because the good hand of God allows me to get behind the microphone at least once or twice a week and bring you this information. I'm just blessed to be alive. I'm thankful to be alive. Thank God Almighty through Jesus Christ. So I'm going to bring you this information. Again, this will probably be a short podcast, but here we go, folks. And again, the headline reads as follows, world-ending event alert. Zelensky, and that's President Zelensky over in Ukraine, announces nuclear false flag. Could this be the big move the desperate elite have planning? And then again, the world-ending nuclear false flag. You never know. They want this. They want to drag us into a World War III. They want to start World War III with Russia, with this insanity. They want to start this, folks. So you got to understand before I dig into this, Russia went into the Ukraine not because Putin is erratic, not because Putin is a nut, because they were working on biohazards. There's bioweapons labs, several of them based in Ukraine. Okay, nobody tells you that. I will be the first to tell you that, and I will take that if I have to my grave, and I will stand behind that. There are bioweapons labs in Ukraine, the country of Ukraine, and they were testing it on their own citizens and testing it on Russians that are there at the border, the bioweapons labs, and they're testing. They have to have test and human tests. They were doing that. There's pure evil in the world, folks. You have to understand that. I'm not making this stuff up. There's pure evil. Satan is running this world until the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord and personal Savior, okay? Satan right now is temporarily, and I mean temporarily with a capital T, running this world. But this is all predicted in the Bible. If you read the Bible, you'll know and you'll realize, okay, this is all part of, if you will, the game. This is all part of the what we have to go through, the plan. Jesus will return, that I guarantee you. Just have faith and hang in there. But it's going to get real bad. It's going to get real dark. It's going to get real nasty. There's going to be a lot of death. There's going to be a lot of murder. There's going to be a lot of chaos. There's going to be a lot of destruction. The world will be completely turned upside down, inside and out, forwards, backwards, and sideways. Millions, if not billions with a B, billions upon billions upon billions of people will be dead. This is what they want. For the beast, the devil, Satan, to take over for a short period of time. So here we go, folks. Let's dive into this podcast. Ukraine's President Zelensky has once again been warning the public and the West that Russia's planning to stage some kind of disastrous nuclear fallout event centered on the nuclear plant there in Europe. That's, I believe it's Zaporizhia. I think it's Zaporizhia, I believe. If I'm butchering that, I'm sorry. Zaporizhia, that's the nuclear plant, Europe's largest plant. See, when they warn, you have to understand how the elites work. I've studied this for the last 20 to 25 years, and it's taken me a while to figure this out, and I'm just recently figuring some things out. Thank God Almighty for that. That when the elites speak, they tell you, they give you warning, usually anywhere from 60 to 90 days warning, normally, sometimes only 30, but normally 60 to 90 days, 2 to 3 months warning. And then they go and do something. They'll say, well, there's going to be a nuclear fallout. My question is, folks, I'm a former chief building engineer, very logical and practical thinking, critical thinking. That's what I live in and live for. And I think things through. I try to think things through very logically and very practically. I've lived my life like that for Jesus Christ, but I've also tried to be a very logical thinker when it comes to my jobs and skills and stuff. So you have to understand, folks, that they have to go through a process. They let you know, these elites, that they're going to do something. And when somebody predicts, just think about this, this isn't logical or practical. When somebody predicts something that's going to happen, my first question is, okay, going into my logic mode, critical thinking, is how do you know what's going to happen in the future? Only God knows. Okay, are you with me now? Come on now, follow me, folks. Follow me. I know. We have a lot of you folks go to church and believe in God Almighty, but get out of your comfort zone here just a second. Listen to me. How do they know something is going to happen? In other words, how does this President Zelensky know there's going to be a disastrous nuclear fallout even before it happens? Because, okay, listen to me good, because they already planned it. It is a staged, S-T-A-G-E-D, staged event. Okay? It's a staged event, and it's already going to happen. Who does this? The U.S. government, of course. Who else does this, folks? That's who does it. And I know that's going to be hard to swallow, especially for my patriots out here listening to this podcast. And there's a lot of them, veterans and stuff. Thank you for your service to our country, by the way. But a lot of these are staged undercover CIA operative events that are staged, bought, and paid for in all these different countries when disaster happens. They do that in order to either to start something, to change governments, or to infiltrate a government, or to come in and rape, I repeat, rape, R-A-P-E, another country, rape them of their resources. We've done all the above plus. The claims from Ukrainian top officials have been persistent for weeks at the point, but have grown louder in the last couple days. Learn what Alex Jones has to say about the alarming development. Well, we already know. Here we go, folks. I mean, this stuff just goes on and on and on. Again, this is just insanity as this is happening. And this is insanity that...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It just continues on and on and on, folks, and it just will not quit. I don't even know what to say about this. I just really don't. They're announcing the false flag because it's all staged. It's a stage. It's an event that's staged. It's all a fake. It's just a fake. This will be a fake world nuclear event. It's just fake. It's all fake. I mean, in other words, they staged it. They planned it. They'll light the bomb. They'll do whatever they need to do. And that's what you have to understand. I'm going to leave a link down below so that you can listen to. There's also some videos on this news podcast here, newswars.com. I'll leave a link down below. So if you want to watch a couple videos, feel free to leave it. But that's all I have to say about that. And I just wanted to get this warning out to you that there is a staged event, a false flag event. I know that's probably new to you. I don't usually talk like that. I talk on my other channel. I get in depth and everything like that. If you ever want to tune in for my other channel and you have a strong stomach, go to redcircle.com/TheEricHerbShow. That's redcircle.com/TheEricHerbShow. And I break things down and get right down to the nitty gritty. Folks, here's a simple prayer. If you've not yet given your life to Jesus Christ and invited him into yours, find a quiet, quiet spot where you can do so. Give your life to Jesus Christ. Time is starting to run out here. We're almost out of time, folks. And I mean that not to scare you, because I always have faith in God through Jesus Christ, but just to let you know that time is running out. They could set off this bomb and literally blame it on to Russia, which is what they're going to try to do, known as a false flag in the industry. A false flag meaning they do something and blame somebody else. In other words, they do something. In this case, it would be a nuclear event. They do something and they light off a bomb, and then they blame it on Russia. So then all of the NATO and all the countries serving NATO can go in and attack Russia, and that's exactly what they do. And that's a big, huge, monster mistake. That will set off the World War III. Russia, all he has to do is say, yep, America's behind this, because, of course, I'm going to tell you something real fast here. Before, I don't know if you guys know, Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin don't get along. They don't really like each other. And I can't say I blame President Putin for this. I just thank God for his restraint. Thank God he's not going and biting on this false flag yet. But they will push him so hard. They'll light off a nuke somewhere, blame it on Russia. Russia will be then attacked by NATO. There's a reason that they won't take the surrender. There's a reason that they're keeping this war going on. It's to drag us into World War III. These elites, the Rothschilds, Rockefeller family, George Soros and company, the King Charles, Obama knows to some degree, all these people, all these evil pedophilic people, Satanist people, these Satan worshipers, Luciferians, whatever you want to call them. I can think of tons of names to call them, but I'm not going to call them here. These evil people know what's going on, and that's to drag us into World War III and kill all of humanity, or at least three quarters of humanity. That's the game plan. So, folks, I leave you with that. Here's a simple prayer. If you've not given your life to Jesus and invited him into yours, repeat after me, folks. If you want to give your life to Jesus Christ and be saved, this is only one step. This is just the start, a baby step. And once you give your life to Jesus Christ, then the journey begins. You can truly live and enjoy life. Because if you don't do that, I'm just going to tell you, I don't care what any pastor on the planet says, I'm going to tell you the honest to God truth is, I know it, so help me God. If you're not saved and don't believe in Jesus, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, you will go and you will burn in hell. Period. End of story. People can say, and boy, I got to tell you, folks, real fast, I've had friends and we've had intellectual, philosophical, religious questions, and just I've had friends shoot the bull with me for years and years, for the last 30, 40 years, and oh, they don't believe in this. They pick and choose. I believe in the Bible, but I don't believe in that. I believe in Jesus and some of this, but not believe in that, and I don't want to change my lifestyle. You know, we're all like that. Change is hard, folks. I'll be the first one to admit it's very hard. Even for me, change is extremely hard. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. I want to find excuses. Listen, if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, I'll say it one more time. You will. There's not a maybe. You will go to hell and burn. I hope that sinks in. Here we go. Repeat after me, folks. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, that you died on the cross to rescue me from sin and death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask that you take your rightful place in my life as Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart, fill me with your love and your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus, live in me, love through me. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, God, thank you, amen. And folks, if you said that prayer, Congratulations. God bless you. Thank you so much. Here's something you need to do. Here's just a couple of things here before I conclude, folks. Podcast is almost over here. Hang with me just another minute here, folks. Once you said that prayer, and you mean that with all your heart, congratulations. Thank you. You can always write me at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com and tell me all about it, endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. But folks, the first thing you need to do is get yourself a Bible. I don't care where you get it, just get yourself a Bible. Obviously, don't steal one, but get yourself a good holy Bible. And if you can't afford one, I'll tell you about, I'll give you a solution here in just a second. But for most people here in the United States listening to this podcast, okay, get yourself a Bible or else get one on Amazon. They run about $20 to $25 now with the cost of inflation, thanks to Joe Biden and company, the way he's running the country. It's probably $30 now. If you can't afford that, here's your solution. Find yourself a good Christian church that preaches the Trinity. That's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I'll explain that in just a minute also. And get yourself, go to the church and ask a pastor, senior pastor, junior pastor, even a deacon, usher, say, hey, you know, I'm on a budget. Maybe I'm poor. I'm just on a budget. I can't really afford a Bible. Could you help me find a Bible or get one? They'll be more than tickled pink that you gave your life to Jesus Christ and you want to attend their church and you want to become a member, and they'll be more than happy to get you a Bible. The next thing is, after you do that, then go home, start reading your Bible, folks. Once you go home and start reading your Bible, write down all your questions. What is salvation? When is the second coming of Jesus Christ? Why did they have to crucify Jesus Christ? Why is the devil calling all this or causing all this chaos on the planet? Why? You know, you'll have a million questions. Write them all down. And the next time you go to church, that person that gave you the Bible, say, hey, is there any time where we could set up a meeting, maybe 30 minutes or an hour? And I have some questions I need answered just for information so I can learn and continue learning and reading the Bible and continue learning. Could you answer my questions for me? And that person will be more than happy to answer your questions. And the last thing was, or is, I should say, is it's probably recommended over time, once you understand what's going on, that you probably want to get baptized. I would highly suggest that, getting baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. And that's it, folks. And just repeat the process. Rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a doctor. I'm just a person behind a microphone. I've done this for a few years now. And just trying to get the word out and trying to save as many people as possible on this planet to bring them to Jesus Christ. And that or die trying, you know, that's what I have to do. I have this powerful platform thanks to you, thanks to all my followers, thanks to the people around the world. This podcast goes global, folks. You have made me. Congratulations. And I thank each and every one of you listeners, everybody that's tuning in to End Time World News, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. You have made me go global, and I can't thank you enough. And I pray that just at least in all of my broadcast, as I leave here and depart today, I pray that there's at least one person out there, one every time I get behind this mic, I can at least save at least one or two or three people's lives, and they can give their life to Jesus Christ because they heard this podcast. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. And again, if you got anything out of today's podcast, please, please definitely think about donating. It's what helps keep us on the air each and every week. Thank you. God bless you. Until next time, I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Be well, be safe, but most importantly, folks, thanks for listening, and God bless you and your planet, or your family, sorry. It's been a long day, folks. God bless you and your family. I'm out of here. Till next time. Bye for now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.